Do you remember those Word of Outlaws freebies that teams can use for other sprint car races? We haven't seen them utilized a lot yet this season, and we'll run through today and talk about the best options. Plus, High Limit is at Kokomo tonight and much more. Let's go. It's Monday, May 13th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. Upgrade your Kubota excavator's performance with Kubota Genuine Bucket Teeth, ultimate solution for efficient digging, loading, and material handling. These tough and reliable teeth are ready to take on any challenge from stubborn soil to rocky obstacles, ensuring your machine powers through with ease. Say goodbye to delays and hello to efficiency as Kubota Bucket Teeth save the day, one scoop at a time. Whether it's a dirt pile or a debris mountain, these teeth are here to conquer all. Experience enhanced productivity and reduced downtime with Kubota Bucket Teeth, perfect combination of strength and reliability. Elevate your excavation game with Kubota Bucket Teeth because every scoop matters. You can find Kubota Bucket Teeth and a whole line of Kubota Genuine Parts at your local dealer. To find a Kubota dealer near you, search in the My Kubota app or visit KubotaUSA.com. You can get the My Kubota app by scanning the QR code on your screen. You can click the links below in the video description or in the Apple app and Google Play stores. After having Sunday off, the Kubota High Limit teams are right back to it tonight with a trip to Kokomo Speedway. The initial entry list shows 41 cars incoming, and we've got an Outlaw team en route to use one of their four freebies. We'll have not just one Roth car tonight, but two, as both James McFadden and Buddy Kofoid will take on Kokomo. Kofoid will join Landon Crawley as the only two Outlaw teams so far this season to use a freebie and race with High Limit. We'll talk more on the freebies here shortly. I know Chase Rodman mentioned as well, possibly David Gravel coming tonight in his Kokomo preview video, but I've been told that's not happening. Besides Kofoid and the High Limit full-timers, tonight's field includes the return of Kyle Larson, Logan Seavey, Kevin Thomas Jr. is in Bernie's Indy Race Part 71. You got Brady Bacon, Ryan Timms, Carter Sarf back in Chase Briscoe's car. Kevin Newton bringing a trio of cars, one for himself, plus rides for Cole Macedo and Jake Swanson. There are also several Ohio guys, including Cap Henry, Cale Thomas, and Zane DeVault. Tonight is a midweek championship show with Corey Day leading those standings with two wins in two races. Justin Peck won this race at Kokomo a year ago with High Limit, and other recent wing sprint car victories at the track have gone to James McFadden with the Outlaws in 2021, and then Zeb Wise also in 2021. That was with the All-Stars. I think there are quite a few teams that have this one circled on their calendars as a race that they could win or at the very least run well at. I would not be surprised to see the non-wing guys do well tonight also, including KTJ. He ran third in the 71 just a few weeks ago with Maverick at Terre Haute. If you will not be getting your ass to Kokomo tonight, as always, you can watch High Limit all season long live on Flow Racing. Back to the World of Outlaws freebies for the year. I was a bit surprised to see Kofoid burn one tonight, as this isn't one of the big money races on the High Limit schedule. And by that, I mean 50K plus to win. And I don't want it to sound like $20,000 to win on a Monday is anything to scoff at, because it is absolutely not. But looking through the two schedules, there aren't actually that many opportunities for the Outlaws to use their free passes this year. You'll have to assume that most teams will use two on the Eldora nights coming up in July in advance of the Kings Royal. Those two nights that into the two Outlaw nights are good money. The second night for High Limit Eldora is $100,000 to win. So you know a lot of teams will use a couple there. From there, the only other big money show that doesn't really have a conflict is Eagle on June 11th. The Outlaws are at Ogilvie on June 8th, then back to Knoxville the following weekend on June 14th and 15th. I could definitely see that being a freebie stop, and it sounds like some Outlaw teams do have that one penciled in. I don't want to gloss over Port Royal here either for the Wiker. The first night of that two-race event is directly against the Outlaws at Atomic, so that won't happen barring some sort of schedule thing. But the second night with the big money on the line isn't impossible. Outlaw teams would race at Atomic Saturday, then have to drive 6 hours to Port for Sunday, then 5 hours right back to Fremont for Monday. The Weichert is $75,000 to win, so that might be enough motivation to make those drives. I would guess, though, that the likely candidates for that would only be the top teams or those with heavy Pennsylvania ties, because that could be a lot of driving to potentially miss a feature if you're one of those teams further down the order. Grandview in a few weeks seems like a long shot with Fremont before and then Beaver Dam after for the Outlaws. And then the other shows without direct conflict include midweek stops at Davenport, Lake Ozark, Lernerville in July, and Atomic and I-70 in October. Davenport could be in play, while Lake Ozark seems like maybe a little bit of a longer shot. That July race at Lernerville is after the Kings Royal. It's 25 grand to win on the way to Central Pennsylvania. I could definitely see that one as well. I-70 likely won't happen with the Outlaws in PA, but then that Atomic race could draw as well, as the Outlaws are at Sharon before and the Grove after for the National Open. So Eldora, Eagle, Davenport, Lernerville, and Atomic seem to be the best candidates moving forward, and then possibly Port Royal for the Wiker. And I put a big circle around Eldora and Eagle with those higher payouts. It's not been a good start to the season for the Flow Racing Night in America Late Model Series. We lost the first two races last week at Spoon River and Lincoln to weather. And round number three has been sacked as well. The late models were supposed to head to Brownstown tomorrow, but wet weather has pushed the show to September 25th. This race will lead into the Lucas Jackson 100. And then the Lincoln race has been reset for July 8th. That will be in between Summer Nationals races at Hobstadt and Shady Hill, while the Spoon River date is still being worked on. The Flow Series will try again to open their year on May 28th with a stop at Macon Speedway in Illinois. The next big-time late-model race on the dirt racing schedule coming up is Thursday with the World of Outlaws. They are headed to Raceway 7 in Ohio. In some Sunday dirt racing, we ended up not getting the season opener at Houston Speedway as they were rained out. They'll try again this coming Sunday to open the 2024 season with 410 Sprint Cars, Street Stocks, and Race Saver Sprint Cars. With the Fast Series at Tri-City Raceway Park, it was AJ Flick going to victory lane. He picked up a $4,000 payday. He topped Logan McCandless and Zane DeVault. The Fast Series Saturday race at Wayne County was rained out. The points on the website haven't been updated yet, but through three races, Zane DeVault should still be the series championship leader. He is driving that lane racing machine this season. Tim Schaefer won the season opener back in March at PA Motor Speedway, and then Nate Dussel won a few weeks ago at Muskegon County. Fast is in action again this coming weekend with a trip to Florence in Kentucky. That's it for the Daily Show today. Don't forget, we post the Daily to several different platforms, including YouTube and the major podcast places like Apple and Spotify. But we've also started recently sharing them to Facebook as well. So if you're more of a Facebook person, you can find them there every day. I know you guys like your platforms and you kind of stick on your platforms, but wherever you want to tune in is just fine with me. I'm obviously just happy to have you along for the ride, and I want to make the Daily available in as many places as possible, just so it's easy. And if you guys want to maybe sometimes watch the YouTube videos and then jump in if you're riding in the car, listen to the podcast, no problem there. That's why we do it the way we do it. I hope you guys have a great Monday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.